Jess in with you this morning, and we're catching up with Singleton Council Mayor Sue Moore joins me. Sue, how are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Jess.
Now, if we hear loud cheers or anything in the background, you are at an annual cricket match that happens every year between council and the local army guys there. So we'll be talking about that this morning. But I want to start with one thing that has just come out this morning, and that's the launch of the Hunter 2050 Foundation. Explain what this is.
The Hunter 2050 Foundation has been kicked off by the 10 councils in the Hunter area, so effectively the joint organisation of councils. It will be a not-for-profit organisation that will effectively be run by a board that is at arm's length of that JO, but it would be the JO that kicks it off. So what we would be seeking over 3 years is $15 million from government and private sector, and this will be used to support opportunities through the whole Hunter area. What we see is beneficial to one council is beneficial to another council. So it'll be supporting the time and tools to adapt for opportunities and diversities that may present or continue to present through the Hunter area.
So why did the 10 councils decide to get together and start this?
There's been a lot of talk by many different organisations that something needs to be done to support new initiatives and local investment, and not just local investment in any given area, be it Newcastle or Upper Hunter. It's all about across the Hunter. Hunter is an absolute powerhouse across the state. So with all the talk that something needed to be happening, JO felt that we were perfect vehicle to kick this off, given that we are 10 councils and councils are the grassroots of the people.
Yeah, exactly. Now, also yesterday there was a bit of an event happening in Singleton. Council got together with local community groups and Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson to, I guess, in essence, celebrate the Resources for Regions funding that you received a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, look, it was a great event to be able to get together and celebrate the announcement of those successful projects that we received funding for. I guess to step back, we were unsuccessful in the last two rounds and brought this to the Deputy Premier's attention, and he rightly undertook a review of the program. So the review of the program, he listened to our concerns, and luckily, he brought about changes that allowed those opportunities to be addressed, or those concerns to be addressed by us that we had. And some of those were the co-contribution that we were required to contribute half-half, which is really hard for smaller councils. Also, we now have a certainty of knowing how much we have allocated to our councils each year. And also the cost-benefit ratio component was gone, so we didn't have to demonstrate the economic value of projects. Also with that, we were allowed to actually expand and allow for community projects and programs. So the first thing we did was go out to the community and ask for ideas. We had a very short time frame to meet, and the community came back with ideas, and the staff worked very hard to pick up those projects and work out which ones would be compliant and which ones were not, because even though we had that money allocated to us, we still had to apply for it and it still had to pass certain criteria. So 15 different groups, some are council projects and some are community projects. So 15 groups were able to spread around different projects. So it was certainly a great celebration, and some of those things are very much centred on things that benefit others, such as the Soldier On program, the Healing Centre for Wanneril people, and the Neighbourhood Centre. So they all have a flow on effect to benefit many other people. So it was a great event.
Exactly.
It was really great. Sorry, I'm talking on, but I could talk forever about the region. And it was really great event to see the smiles on people's faces, and looking forward to the next round, which we understand will be approximately $6.7 million available to us. So we'll be working with the community for those ones too.
Yeah. It's good, Sue. You're happy about it, and as you should be.
We worked really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And we, like I said, we're very pleased, and thank again Michael Johnson and John Ballara for listening to our concerns and bringing about the changes that allowed that to happen.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, this next one this morning, Sue, the Bulga Stock Reserve, there's a part of this project on public exhibition at the moment.
Yes, look, this has been a challenging one, but the document is out on public exhibition still for public comment, and the area of Bulga is very interesting in seeing some improvement from that stock reserve area. But that can't happen until we undertake the plan of management that is required by the relevant authority. Sorry, my name escapes me. It's held under National Parks, I think. It's held under with the Stock Reserve Management CISO, so, and Council's required to be the to hold the management of those. So yep. This is part of that process to engage with the community and see what they would like to see in that area before we come back and adopt the plan. Once we've adopted the plan, we can then start work. We can't start work on doing any repairs until we've got the adopted plan signed off by them.
Exactly. And lastly this morning, Sue, you are at that cricket match this morning. It's Council up against the local Army Reserve. How's it going?
It's not the Reserve, just the full-on Army. It's very quiet at the moment. There hasn't been much sledging, which is really good. Usually it can get rather competitive, but it's just a nice friendly game at the moment. Very much open for people to come and watch, and it's always been a great annual event between the Council and the Army,
awesome.
Army guys. So it's great that we continue to foster the relationship with the Army, and just demonstrates even more the importance of the Army in our local government area, Singleton.
Exactly. Fantastic. Well, Sue, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Enjoy the rest of the match.
Okay. Thanks, Jess. Thank you.